Hi.
Hi, everybody.
So I was thinking of this idea of assurance, and it made me think of surrender, because you kind of have to. And it got me thinking about this experience I had when I was, I think it was seven. My dad took us to Erie, and they do ice races. I don't know if any of you guys have ever gone, but they do these ice races every year where they, like, drive cars on the ice. Well, we went, and the ice wasn't quite thick enough for them to drive cars on. So we were hanging out waiting to see, is the temperature going to drop enough, or are we going to be able to do it in the evening? And so my brother and I, who is a year and a half older than I, were playing around on these little ponds around the main lake. And I fell through the ice. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about it is the entire time I'm in the ice, it's very painful when you fall through the ice. It's like knives. It's supposedly terrifying. And this whole time, I'm just holding on the very edge of my fingertips and my face barely above the water. And I had absolute assurance that somebody was going to come get me out of this water. And lo and behold, a couple minutes later, my dad shows up and pulls me out of the water by my hair and my wrist, because that's all he could grab, and dried me off and got me warm and gave me hot cocoa. But of course, he was a mess about it. He was terrified. And I could not, for the life of me, figure out why he was scared. and it wasn't until, like, many years later and having my own children, like, realizing how horrifying that situation was. But when you were telling your story, it made me think of that. There's so many times when we don't even realize we dodged that bullet, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's a good practice, like Diana was saying, every day to just be grateful that you got to live today. Like, mm-hmm. You got to wake up today. You got to go about your day. You got to complain about the things you complained about. You got to, you know, you got to have a cup of tea, but it wasn't the kind of tea you wanted. So you're just, like, slightly bummed about it. But, I mean, we got to be here together in this moment. And that's, like, the most precious gift I could ever think of. So thank you.